Good morning, this is Jeremy Dieter, Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, 28th of March 2011. I think the highlight of last week was George Osborne's comment in the budget that there is no plan B, and I just want to spend the next 4 minutes or so looking at this. And I would refer you to Reinhardt and Rogoff's book, This Time is Different, which is really now the definitive work on this particular subject. The title, of course, is tongue-in-cheek because it's happened many, many times before that we get into these financial crises. Particularly deleveraging crises, where we've seen the personal banking and government sectors having to take dramatic steps to reduce their debt levels or else go bankrupt. It's estimated that total government debt, both short and long term, and that includes pension liabilities, probably amounts to in the region of £80,000 per household at the moment. A staggering sum. Interesting, only around £100 or £200 of that is down to the bank bailout. The rest of it is much longer term debt. Reinhardt and Rogoff, in their book, looked at the aftermath of major financial crises such as the one we've just been through, and what they found was not particularly nice or pleasant. They found that on average, real house prices dropped 35% over 6 years, equity prices dropped 55% over 3 years, unemployment rose 7% over 4 years, output dropped 9% over 2 years, and government debt rose 86% of GDP over 5 years. That's a terrible situation to be in. And it does need drastic action. So what are the Chancellor's options? Well, you could opt for a high inflation policy, which obviously reduces the real value of debt, but has other significant side effects, of course. He could try a bit of currency deflation, but really only benefits the export sector, which isn't a huge part of our economy. He could hope for a big external shock leading to rapid growth. That, of course, is how the US got out of the Great Depression. The shock, in this case, being the Second World War, not really a route we want to go down. The Chancellor could default on his debt, once again, has major implications for our long-term creditworthiness, as is not a route we really want to go down. So that leaves the final option, which is the Chancellor's Plan A, which is to tighten the belt and do whatever he can to reduce government debt as much as possible, as quickly as possible. And to be honest, unless that happens, we're in real trouble. We're never going to recover. We could end up going the way of Greece, Ireland, Portugal, and end up being a dog economy for generations. However, if the Chancellor's Plan A does work, we could emerge as a very strong economy, well-placed particularly relative to Europe, particularly peripheral Europe, and possibly even the US. So it might be rough for the next year or so. I think we're all going to have to tighten our belts. But I think we also need to be looking further ahead at the possible opportunities arising from this. Let's have a quick look at the markets last week. Well, they were universally up. There was a focus on global growth, and investors took to snapping up bargain stocks at bargain prices after the recent falls post the earthquake, and also been a certain amount of buying into companies that might benefit from Japanese reconstruction. Generally, markets around the world are up around 3-4%. Now, in spite of mixed economic data, particularly US housing data, which remained weak and is still a real concern for the US economy. Bottom line, bear in mind that there are still significant risks around: the nuclear and growth risk in Japan, political risk in the Middle East, sovereign debt risk and growth risk in peripheral Europe, and the possibility of a stalling recovery in the US. But as I've already mentioned, there are longer-term opportunities, particularly for those economies which take steps to get themselves out of the mess that they're in. And I just reiterate our mantra that in this situation, you need a balanced multi-asset class portfolio which is protected against the macroeconomic risks and is able quickly to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. What's happening this week? Market moving events. Well, it's the end of the quarter on Thursday, so there might be a bit of volatility in the markets. In the US, there's a lot of data this week focusing on the consumer sector. Today we get figures on personal income and spending. Tomorrow, Tuesday, consumer confidence figures. Thursday, jobless claims again. And on Friday, the all-important March employment situation, which will be interesting to look at. Well, that's it for me. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll be back next week. Before I go, just a reminder that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. You should contact Planning for Life on 0149 770105 or through our website www.planningforlife.org or your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you.